Welcome to the weekly Metals, Money, and Markets update for Friday, March 3rd, 2017, hosted by Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist. And for MiningClips.com, I'm Eric Birch. Hi, Mickey.
Hello, Eric.
Well, North American equities continued to set all-time highs this week, and precious metals took it on the chin. Let's start with gold.
Well, it was a rough week for the precious metals all around amid a rising U.S. dollar. And this is coming after 4 to 5 month highs were set last Friday. Gold closed the week at $1,235, down almost 2%. Silver, $1,792, down more than 2%. Platinum at $995, down almost 3%. And the one that bucks this trend, the contrarian precious metal, is palladium, and that's probably because it's mainly an industrial metal. It closed up 0.4%. $3 rise closed at $7.72. It's interesting to note that the precious metals were off even more until Yellen came on at 1:30 today and predicted an interest rate rise in March, and that gave a little bump at the end of the day.
And taking a look at copper, it continues to show strength at these levels.
Well, it was up 4 days in a row, and it also was off 3 cents today. One thing I've noticed is the forward curve is flattened, so that's probably negative going forward. On the other hand, we have a looming supply deficit coming up because we're not building any more mines, and it's interesting to note that we have 8% of world production idled at the point with Escondida, the world's largest mine, and Grasberg, which is the second or third largest, both offline now.
And moving on to energy, oil had a rough week this week.
Well, oil was both up and down this week. It was as high as 54 bucks, and as low, it dipped down into the 52 dollar range. But it's within its usual range. One thing that's kind of looming over the market are we have record U.S. inventories. Meanwhile, uranium bounced back from the debacle last week when the Japanese traders came in and hit the spot market pretty hard. It rebounded nicely, closed at 2463, up more than 7% on the week.
And moving on to currencies, the U.S. dollar extends its winning streak to a fourth week.
Well, it surged above 102 on both Wednesday and Thursday, and it gave back quite a bit today, about I think about 75 cents. It closed at 101.38 for a 0.2% change, but bear in mind that that all happened after Yellen came on this afternoon. Meanwhile, the euro is a mirror image. It closed at $1.06, about 0.4% down on the week.
And moving on to currencies, the U.S. dollar extended its winning streak to a fourth straight week.
Well, that's true. It wasn't much of a winning streak as the week ended, but it was well above 102 on Wednesday and Thursday. It gave most of that back today with Yellen's speech, but closed the week at 101.38, as you say, fourth winning week in a row. Of course, the euro has had four losing streaks in a row now. 4 weeks in a row, it closed at 106, down 0.4%. The big loser in currencies was the loonie. It fell to a 2017 low, below 75 cents, closed at 0.7476 for a 2% loss on the week.
And now switching into positive territory, U.S. equities roared on this week.
Well, they soared to record highs on Wednesday after Trump's very presidential speech Tuesday night just sent the U.S. equities rocking and rolling. All the four major indices set record highs. We only cover three of them in this interview, but the Dow finished the week at 21.006 for almost a percent gain. S&P 500, 2381, 0.6% gain. NASDAQ, 5866 for 0.4% gain. And so the U.S. equities continue to roll ahead, mainly, I think, because the cult of personality of Donald Trump.
And moving on to the venture exchange north of the border, we had another week in the red.
Well, it was a very bad week for the Toronto Venture Exchange. Lost 2%, finished at 818. It was down every day this week, and it made a little rebound at the end of the day today. But one thing of note is the lowest volumes of the year have been the last couple of days. And it's a little bit puzzling to me right before PDAC. We expected this rally to continue, but that has not happened.
Well, thanks again for your analysis this week, Mickey, and looking forward to checking in with you next Friday after PDAC.
Yeah, I think I'll probably see on the floor of PDAC one of what could be at least 25,000 people, I think.
We'll see you there.
Okay.